Hey everybody, welcome back to Lyrics Thoughts. Today I want to jump right into the topic. I think is really interesting, and it is something that we all need to kind of discuss. Today's topic is called Keeping It Real. And one of the most common phrases that I hear amongst our generation, and I mean our, as if you are between the age of 20 and about 29. I would say that's my generation. Anyway, if you're between the age of 20 and 29, aka if you were 90s baby, one of the most common phrases is, I always keep it real. But do y'all really know what keeping it real actually means? Like, y'all just saying it because that's what you see on Love & Hip Hop? Or do, like, y'all really know what it means? Like, do you really live by keeping it real? Keeping it real is not something that you do only when your friend asks you how their outfit look, or what you think about their new boo, or if these Jordans is hitting. That's not the only thing keeping it real is about. Keeping it real, first start with yourself. If you can't be real with yourself, then you have absolutely no business trying to keep it real with others. And I mean that straight facts. You can't look yourself in the mirror and be real with yourself. You have no business trying to be real with other people. Okay? You got to be able to look at yourself and see the true progress in yourself that you need within yourself. I'm going to keep saying yourself, because I need you to really understand where it really starts. You got to be able to look at the progress that you need to make in your life, whether it be with your job, your relationship, your living condition, whatever it may be. You have to be able to identify those things first and actually truly work on them. Because when you identify them, you can't just say, okay, that's what I need to work on, and then don't work on it. You can't say, oh, I need another job, and you keep talking about it 4 or 5 months, and now your friends is like, all right, well, you been said you was going to get another job, so why are you still working at McDonald's? I'm just saying. Like, stop working at McDonald's. Now, me personally, I like to think of myself as somebody who keeps it real. However, one major thing that I had to learn to do is to just tone it down a little bit on my keeping it real, especially with people that I love and care about. Now, there's a difference between keeping it real, and then there's a difference between being just a straight up asshole. And I think sometimes, depending on the situation, I was being more so of an asshole. So I had to learn to just tone it down, tweak it a little bit, so that way I'm not really like hurting anybody's feelings, but you kind of need to know, like, listen, this is how I feel about it. You shouldn't have asked me how I felt about it if you didn't want a response that I was going to give you. But I'm just saying, there's a way to go about it, you know? I'm sure people understand what I'm saying when I say there is a way to go about certain things, okay? One major key to keep in mind, though, if you are somebody that keep it real, you got to keep in mind that not everyone can handle somebody that keeps it real. No matter how many times you try to explain what you really mean, and you're trying to explain that you're coming from a genuine place about it, some people are only built to just have yes men around them. You understand? Some people just not built to hear that word no. And it could be no in a relationship, no in a friendship, no in the work environment. They just don't know how to process that word no. They feel like they need everybody on their bandwagon to root them on. Not even support them, to cheer them on, for them to believe that this is what they need to do with their life. So when you get that one person in your circle, well, when they get that one person in their circle that is somebody that keeps it real, they're going to automatically label you as the enemy, because they want the yes men. And all their life, they've been surrounded by the yes men. And now here comes somebody keeping it real with them, and they like, oh, nah, you a hater. You see where I'm getting at with that? You now labeled a hater instead of somebody that's keeping it real. You got to be very mindful for those people, because they're going to label you the bad guy. They're going to make beef with you. They're going to tell lies about you so that way other people cannot be your friend and not like you simply because of how their mentality is and how they are built. So be mindful of those people, okay? For real. Because those be the people that, you know, their skin be bad. They got acne all over their face. They ain't got no baby hair. And it's just like, I'm the hater. You know what I'm saying? Girl, bad. Ain't nobody hating on you with your no baby hair having self. Oh, God. That's what I'm just saying. All right. Before I get all the way off topic, let me stay on topic. Just to sum this all up, though. You know, keep it real. For real, guys. 90s babies. Okay, keep it real. I don't know if I have an older crowd out there or even like the teenage crowd out there listening, but everybody out here needs to keep it real. It's 2018. Stop lying. Stop trying to fake who you really are. Stop being out here like, you know, you do one thing, you live one lifestyle, and then somebody come to your crib and you sleeping on the mattress and there's cockroaches in the corner. Stop it. Keep it real. Keep it stacked. If you want a buddy that you could just boink on Saturday nights and then a totally different buddy that you could boink on Mondays, keep it real. Say that. Say that you want just a boink buddy. Ladies, if you just want a dude that is going to pay for your weave and to take you out, but then you want another dude that you just want to be coupled up with and post for the gram, keep it real. Say that. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Stop wasting other people's time. Stop purposely hurting people's feelings because you think that you gonna keep it real when all actuality, you ain't even real with yourself. Get in tune with yourself. Be real with yourself before you sit here and try to be real with other people, okay? You can't be real with other people until you are able to look yourself in the mirror and identify with the reflection that's looking back at you. That's the only way that you can be somebody that the world can respect as an individual that keeps it real. It's not by saying hurtful things. It's not by getting laughs from others. It's not nothing like that. Keep it real with yourself. Everything else will flow and you will honestly be a real individual. I had to say that because, you know, some people out here, I'm not even going to say within my circle, just individuals that I have met since moving down here to Virginia from New York. It's just like, you can't even keep it real with yourself, Playboy. So how are you trying to sit here and keep it real with me? I know who I am. I identify with who I am every single day that I wake up and I compare who I am from yesterday to today to make sure that I'm making some type of progress. And, you know, when you see people that are trying to mimic and trying to be things that they're not, it's kind of hilarious. It really starts to become comical because it's like you look like a joke. You sound like a joke. You look like a joke. You act like a joke because you're not being real with yourself, but you keep saying that you're real. It can't just be something that comes out of your mouth. It has to be a way that you identify 100% down to the core of your soul. But that's all I have. I hope everybody out there keeps it real. Keep sending me your ideas and your topics. I know episodes are becoming more and more spaced out. But you know, between balancing school and working full time, you know, it's just to be tired sometimes. You hurt? Anyways, that's it. That's all I have for y'all tonight on Lyrics Thoughts. And I'll be seeing y'all soon with the next topic. Good night.